printer at home.
I'm going. All right, it is 7:02 on August 10th, 2022. I will call the Board of Trustees meeting for Sugar Creek Township to order. We will start off with approving our minutes for the July 12th meeting as well as the July 19th meeting.
All right, here is the July 12th. That's the one with attachments. These are copies.
Okay. For each of you. There's two for you guys. This is our super short meeting we got done in like 27 minutes?
Yeah.
No, that's not.
Okay.
That's the regular next one. Meeting. That's the next one.
Yeah. Okay.
12th was a short meeting. I think 12th was, yeah.
Well, there was one individual.
Well, wait a minute. No, it might have been.
There was
shorter.
One individual that was missing, and so we were able to get done a lot faster.
We now know where the hang-up is.
All right.
The hour-long hang-up.
Any questions about the meeting minutes as presented?
No questions.
If none, then I move that we approve the meeting minutes as presented.
I will second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the minutes, please say yes.
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 I abstain on the 12th.
Any abstentions or objections are noted that John abstained. Cupcakes right in here.
Yeah. That crock pot should come right in here.
Yeah.
This is the one for the very, very short meeting.
The 19th?
Yeah. And there's no attachments.
Oh, okay. Here's two for use. Oh, this was just our budget meeting. Yeah, this was a super quick one. Any questions about this?
No questions. No questions.
Then I move that we approve these meeting minutes for the July 19th meeting. May I have a second? Thank you, John. I move, John second. All in favor of approving these meeting minutes, please say yes. Yes. Any abstentions or objections?
I abstain.
And Tom will abstain. Motion carries.
And this time, the truck purchase, we discussed the truck. So
yes.
That's in the truck file.
Thank you, John. You're going to come back next year and handle those details for us, aren't you?
Why do you think I'm putting in files?
Past you is thinking about the future us. I like that. I like that a lot.
Well put.
Yeah.
Okay, can I keep going?
Yes.
Here are the financial reports for the month of July. No different than what you would have gotten by email the other night.
This is end of July, so we won't see our second half from the state, or the county rather, until next month, August, September-ish. Okay. Any questions with respect to financial statements for the fiscal officer? If none, then I move that we accept the financial statements the fiscal officer has presented.
I will second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the financial statements, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And any abstentions or objections? There are none. That passes unanimously.
All right, these are payroll vouchers for the road employees.
No, I think I failed to sign the second one there, John.
Yep. Just gonna flip it up for you.
Sir.
Okay, this is the bank reconciliation for the month of July. It is dated 7/29, but there are, apparently were no transactions from 29/31, because it matches the fund balance, so.
Okay.
I'm good.
Any questions about the bank reconciliation?
No questions.
If none, then I move that we approve bank reconciliation as presented by the fiscal officer.
I'll second it.
Thank you, John. All in favor of approving the bank reconciliation, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any abstentions or objections? There are none, that passes unanimously. Donka.
Thank you. All right, these are purchase orders that need to be approved.
Just four or five? Okay, so fiscal officer has presented five purchase orders for us to consider. American Electric Power bill for $627, Akron Tractor and Equipment for $2,733, Buford Candle, $12,091.99, Otarma, $670, and Wayne County Health Department, $125, for a total of all those checks together, or all those POs together, would be $16,248.07. Any questions for the fiscal officer with respect to these purchase orders?
No questions.
In that case, I move that we approve purchase order 75-2022 through 79-2022 for the total amount of $16,248.07. May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of approving these purchase orders, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any abstentions or objections? There are none. We'll sign these before the conclusion of the meeting.
All right, this is just a list of bills for August to be paid tonight, as well as the electronic ones coming out.
Hey, how did my name get on this list three times? Come on.
One of them has a minus sign.
Okay, they're voids. Okay, all right.
Sure they are.
All right. If we had questions for the fiscal officer, we can't address them right now, but
at least you got a delivery.
Yeah, good deal.
Yay.
Any questions for the fiscal officer with respect to the payment listing presented tonight?
The only question I see we have, no way, I'm assuming the 106 is actually the county. Township?
That's the road and bridge amount, the amount from the ARPA funds, we have to get the certificate amended.
Gotcha.
Before we can use that.
So, next meeting we'll finish that up then?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
If nothing else, I move that we approve the payment listing presented for August 2022.
I will second that.
Thank you, Tom, and all in favor of approving the payment list, please say yes.
Yes.
Any abstentions or objections? There's none, that passes unanimously.
All right, this is just an updated fund balance at the end of, as of now, at the end of August.
But I liked that number from July. Yeah.
And then, the only other thing I have is, I have this resolution that needs to be passed, and when we received funds that were not originally included in our revenue budget, we have to get our certificate amended before we can use those funds.
Okay.
And so, it would be the second payment of the ARPA funds, and then also the money from KVFD for those grants.
Okay.
That money went to them instead of us.
So, this, resolution is in no way related to the email back and forth you had with Keely with respect to the budget?
No, no.
Okay.
She responded that, they're gonna let the budget go. They would like to see beginning balances on it, even though it will be a shot in the dark estimate, because we don't know in July what they will be in December. So we have to just estimate them, so next year, I'll do it that way.
So basically, base it off whatever we have this year, roughly?
Yeah.
And then go from there?
It'll be an estimate, yeah.
Okay.
But I had replied, well, I think I copied you guys on the reply.
Yeah.
And due to the timing, I heard back from her, I think Monday, after I got back from vacation, and she said, due to the timing and getting it back to them, where they were gonna let it go this year, and next year include the carryover.
Is this just something the state or someone's just, they're trying to move towards this, or?
Never done that.
Like you said, this is the way you're doing it.
I mean, yeah, I've done it the same way every year, so I don't know, yeah. So, no, this has nothing to do with that.
I'm good with it.
All right, move that we authorize and approve resolution number 2022-08-10-01. To amend our certificate of estimated resources to include any additional monies received. May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, John, we'll have a roll call.
Scott, you moved?
Yes. And John seconded.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you. So I will then take this into the county, this form that goes with it, and once we get the certificate back that it was approved, we can then write those checks.
Yes.
Can we approve those checks tonight, since we do have the receipt?
I don't know, I brought them. Well, actually, I think, I don't know if I've actually received an actual bill for the second KVFD one. I have the Warren Fire equipment.
Okay, you haven't received a bill from Staley?
Yeah. I think what I have in-
They don't have the radios at either, so I can double check.
I think I have a quote, but I don't think I have the actual bill from them.
Okay, and?
But then this is the Melway paving one for the ARPA funds, so. I guess I'm not sure if we can approve them, or if that has to be a special meeting.
Let's be sequential about it, get our information first, and then go from there.
Okay, that's fine. I just know they've been, like, MES has been, Warren's been waiting on that payment for a little bit, so we do need to get after that one a little bit, so.
We need a special meeting to slam that out.
Yeah, it should be only like a 15-minute meeting for Melway.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll hold on to these then.
I'll try to figure out where Staley's is at.
All right, there's a item here to review the bills from the vendors for Ohio Fire Marshal's grant. I think we just reviewed those.
Yes, we did.
And we're gonna move those to the next meeting. Got it. Road Supervisors Report, anything to discuss there? These reports were emailed out today by John, I believe.
Yesterday or today, yes.
And, yeah, yesterday or today, that's correct.
Just reflecting chip seal. If you notice on there, we now have the new broom, the forklift are now on there with ours.
Oh, good.
You can watch that. That was added. I remembered that after the last meeting. We're still on 2021 stone bid.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
No.
Beat some fuel surcharge.
All right.
And the only thing we had to add to that was, back in June, we had the fire inspection at the township garage.
Yep.
And the only reason it wasn't approved is because a fire extinguisher was hidden behind a toolbox.
Ah.
So 10 minutes later, it's not behind a toolbox and we have an approved fire report there.
Excellent, okay.
So didn't even have to use anything. Pulled the screw out, moved it over 3 feet, screwed it back to the wall again, good to go.
All right, I move that we include the road inspection form, the monthly department report, and the fire inspection report into our monthly meeting minutes. May I have a second for that?
I will second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of including those in the minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any extensions or objections? These are the literal reports, yes.
For the minutes?
For the minutes. Let's talk about liquidation of our equipment.
Yes. The broom has been picked up. That's done, out of the way. I'm gonna be moving on to the cinder salt spreader for that tunnel, and that came from a previous truck.
Okay.
And we moved a resolution to get rid of that, so I wanted to get one thing out of the way.
Right.
Do the next thing. So we didn't get a whole lot for it. I think it was like $390 is what we got for it.
It's almost scrap value.
It's almost scrap value, but it's...
It's out.
It's out of our, yes.
Yeah.
So it was in the free market. It was advertised in the Dow Gazette as well, so, and it went local, so.
Okay, so we're proceeding with a 9-inch Bonneau?
Yeah.
And any action on that tonight?
Nope, we already have the action done. Just a matter of, I will now get that up on Gov Deals here. Like I said, I wanted to do one at a time, so I don't get things mixed up, so.
Any discussion for the asphalt paving, the roller for asphalt paving tonight?
Yes.
All right.
At 12:04 today, we got an answer.
Wow.
And I didn't see that till 5:00. I will read the prosecutor's response to us. She says, Tom, I just shared with you a draft of a joint purchase, maintenance, use, and operation agreement to be utilized by parties in this case. As you will see in the agreement, each township shall separately make the payment to purchase the vehicle to the seller. Each township shall adopt a resolution authorizing the board or one person of the board to purchase the vehicle and to enter into this agreement, which resolution number shall be added to the agreement. Shared it with you in Word so you can make changes. So I printed it off. I read through this and I made a copy for everyone.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Oops. It's my copy.
Thank you. Both of these?
Yeah, one
one's
for
us.
I just made one for Anita.
Oh.
So we just have to enter in the, again, description of the vehicle, our addresses, the other party, which is East Union Township.
Sweet.
And then both of us, it seems to cover all the bases, including what happens, you know, if somebody damages it.
Yeah.
And where to store it, how maintenance are going to be, costs are going to, and John, maybe you had suggested this. I have a feeling that this is... resolution that another township, a couple other townships have used already.
Yeah.
Wish we'd had a little bit before today, but we have it for the meeting. So I think probably, you guys tell me, the next step is to share this with East Union.
Yeah.
I don't know how we want to do that, John. Do we contact one of the trustees? Does Kevin talk? Because Kevin and their maintenance guy are the ones that have kind of worked this out.
Yeah.
Kevin and Dave kind of once chatting back and forth.
Is it, you say it's Dave?
Yeah, Dave Compton.
So, I mean, I can call Kevin and tell him we've basically worked out the details and, you know, we need to share this with them and they need to agree on that as well. But then if both boards adopt this resolution, I think we're good to to move forward.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Tom.
I just had a conversation with their president, Joe Rasmussen, about this, so if you want me to, I can continue that conversation.
Yeah.
I'll also run it past Dave and Kevin.
I have this electronically, if you want me to send that to you.
That'd be great. Can you do that?
Then you don't have to run a copy over to him.
That way they can, both road supers can read it, make sure they're happy with it. I'm sure Joe will be happy with it too, so.
Yep.
And he can present it to his board, so. You can keep going with the rest of the meeting.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, hopefully the roller's still there and available, but we're not gonna be using it.
Right.
So it can probably wait until next meeting unless Kevin thinks, oh, we're gonna miss it.
We have this already drawn up, ready to go. I'd say it's safe to tell Ohio CAD.
Yeah, I'd say too.
And hold it for us.
I mean, if Joe, East Union says, yeah, we're a go.
He didn't seem to be backing out of it or being hesitant about it at all.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
He seemed very positive about the situation and, very happy that our two townships are gonna work together on this.
Okay, so minutes should show that John is gonna contact Joe Raviton, carry this agreement over to them, and then, maybe, I don't know that we need to have a joint meeting with them, but at some point, once we hear back from them, then we'll execute our end of the.
Yeah.
Agreement.
Yeah, their meeting was last Thursday.
All right.
First Thursday of the month.
So it may be.
You said Joe Raviton?
Yes.
Okay.
So it may be that at their September meeting?
Yeah.
They would move, at our September meeting, we would move and then we execute.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, please take that timeline forward to them and.
Yep.
2022 chip and seal program, anything there?
We paid for part of it tonight, and I believe that quote came in over the 106 that we're paying, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
So again, came in a little bit under our bid, so that's good.
And everything's complete, it looks like, so.
Now, the American Rescue Plan, that will be 190.
Yeah.
Just because of all the extra paperwork and due diligence that you had to do to satisfy the procurement policy that we have that's based off the federal.
Okay.
So, because of that, it's gonna be what the quote was, so.
Excellent. Township response to the Mars fire, I think, says here, the Wayne County EMA submitted our request to Mars and we're waiting on them to reimburse.
Yep, I talked to Barbara Pittard yesterday about that.
Okay. You wanna move into executive session now, briefly talk about part-time employee hours and benefits?
That's correct.
And is that the last item on road supervisor? The next item is fire department? Okay. All right, then, I move that we adjourn to executive session, specifically, to consider the, appointment, employment, compensation of a public employee. May I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of going into executive session, please say yes.
That's a roll call if I remember right.
Okay, may we have a roll call, please?
And it's what?
7:25?
Yep. Yeah.
We're not sure.
Correct. If you hit the red button again, I think it starts a whole new file. Yep.
So.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Go get them.
I'm rolling. All right, it is presently. Are you playing back?
I pressed this.
Pressed this. Okay, so it's gonna be a new file.
It's okay.
All right.
Visual agility.
It is, 7:39. I move that we adjourn the executive session and come back into regular session. May I have a second for that?
Awesome.
Go ahead, John.
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. All in favor of returning to our regular session, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any abstentions or objections? There are none. Okay. John, I'm just OCD enough to say office category number three, office report started with A, fiscal officer report, B, road supervisor report. We are now moving on to B, fire department report.
Yep, no, your OCD is not wrong. My OCD was going off too. Trust me, I tried for 15 minutes trying to get that to say C.
I hate some of these things you got to deal with. Right. Typing class was so easy.
It should definitely be C.
All right.
There's the word processor that wasn't so easy.
Yes.
Fire department reports, we received both, I think, in the last 48 hours from EW and JFD as well as KBFD. Did you guys have an opportunity to review those?
The June one did not come.
Okay.
She sent July twice.
Oh,
got it. No big deal. We'll get it caught up.
All right.
But we did get it. We also got July from East Wayne, and that should be caught up also.
Okay.
Or, yeah, July.
So let's, I move that we include the monthly reports in our meeting minutes here. Does anybody have a second for that?
I'll second that.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. All in favor of including the monthly reports from both EWJFD and KBFD into the monthly meeting minutes, please say yes.
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 Yes. Any abstentions or objections? And there are none, so that's done. Ohio State Fire Marshal's grant, KBFD, was awarded. We're still waiting for invoice from Staley, or what's up?
The hiccup was there was how it was submitted. Money went to KBFD. We figured that out. We figured out that the EIN was, the way the form looked, it looked like it was asking for KBFD EIN and not townships. So when I reviewed, I was like, oh yeah, they're asking for KBFD's information, and the next it goes into the township's information. It never dawned on me that they were asking for the township. So that was a learning moment that we need to make sure it's the township's EIN, not KBFD. So that's how KBFD ended up with the money. We got that all figured out. We have extensions in place for spending this. But I do believe it is September for the Marks grant, so we need to get after that. The SCBA is October, if I remember right.
Okay.
So,
any action we need to take tonight for that September deadline?
The only thing is we have that certificate.
That's
it.
That's
got to get done.
Yeah.
Once that's done, we need to get the checks, pay it off, and then submit the paperwork back to the state.
Got it. So if it's necessary to have a special meeting to get that done, we can do that yet this month. If
yes.
not, we can September 13th.
On top of that, we're going to now create an inventory list.
Okay.
With serial numbers on it.
Yep.
I found tags. They're kind of old. We'll see if they work. And we'll identify everything at Sugar Creek Township, and then that'll get added to the contract.
Okay.
And become part of it, reoccurring. So that's just part of the grant process that the state requires. So.
All right. Anything other under the reports there? All right. I added this fire and EMS contracts point to the agenda item, and I'm going to speak a few remarks just to kind of preface where I'm coming from. And I want to note for the recording that this is Scott Widmer's opinion. This does not reflect the opinions of this township board. But, there are things going on in the East Wayne Fire District that are concerning to me as based on our responsibility for fire and EMS to our residents. You know, 7-8 years ago, it was a staffing problem. It was a funding problem. I think we've addressed the funding problem. I think the staffing problem is improved compared to how it had been. But what I see now is a governance problem in the board. From my experience of attending some of the board meetings and being involved in the township here and negotiating with the East Wayne board, I got the feeling like there were one, two, maybe three people that were running the show there, and the board to some degree was just kind of a rubber stamp for that, or followed along without really questioning what was going on. And so this governance problem, I think, may have been going on for some time, where it operated in that manner, but it didn't really, I think it first became more evident to me, and I think to some in the community, when this building grant issue arose. And I have not found any in any of their meeting minutes where that building grant was discussed by the board or authorized by the board. If there are meeting minutes that show that, I would love to see that. But I have gone back through their minutes and I haven't found that. I don't know that the building grant issue came up in the paper as much. I think it was more just like passed by word of mouth around, and so there was like rumor mill. Again, this is my opinion. This does not reflect the opinion of the board or official stance of the board. But you know, I think to some degree, what we saw in 2021 was erosion of the trust by the residents in the board. And so with elections that came through, we saw some changes on Downton Village Council. And so we saw a new chair at East Wayne. We saw a new board, really, in 22. And I think that new board came out in January and earnestly tried to begin asserting the board's authority as written in the ORC, and beginning to, you know, we take an oath. We have a fiduciary responsibility. We have an administrative responsibility, and to some degree an operational responsibility, that we take that oath, and we swear that to the people, we swear that to the Constitution, and same with their board, right? So I think that board, new board, rightfully wanted to assert their authority over the operational side of the department and the way things had been running, that status quo, so to speak, as they were duly appointed. It made a lot of sense. We saw them, I think, starting to tighten up some of their policies, procedures. We worked with them directly and indirectly as they were going through that. And I believe that what I heard, again, through the rumor mill was that they began to expose some irregularities in some of the policies and procedures and began tightening those up. I won't go into specifics publicly, but I think, you know, there was some tension there because the board was now getting involved in areas that had previously been reserved from prior boards. And so there was a little bit more exposure to what was going on. And so I think that possibly might have been related to why the why their three senior leaders resigned, perhaps just a little bit more stringency or something along those lines, perhaps. I don't know for sure. I'm not privy to that information. But to me, what I saw was, I've been through a few leadership changes in corporate America. A new broom sweeps clean. You get a new board in, you get a new president in. That new broom's going to sweep clean, and I think we've seen that there's been some of that takes place. Kind of brings me down, you know, through what happened at the July 20th meeting, where, to me, at that point, the East Wayne Fire District Board fractured into two, and I don't know if it's reparable to repair, if that can be repaired or not. But what I saw or have read, I heard from the meeting minutes that recorded, two members of their board were denied due process. And I think perhaps their constitutional rights were violated by being accused of wrongdoing and conflict of interest. Perhaps that was zero evidence was presented. And I think there was a bit of a kangaroo court summarily voted off the board. And my hat's off to the attorney at the end of that meeting, as recorded, correctly concluded that they were not removed from the board, that they are due through the Constitution an opportunity to see the evidence, have a due process, and have a hearing and get through that. So man, to me, if that happened on this board.
Right.
And it almost did, no offense. You know, we had some times. I don't see how that board can knit back together. Not in 22, and it may require the, both the village councils wipe slate clean, bring in a new slate, but that's not for us. Again, I think from my point of view, it's, have we crossed a barrier where it jeopardizes services to our residents or not? The thing that really concerned me was following that meeting on the 20th, two of the board members instructed the interim chief to change the lock codes on the door locks. And so the DVFD, who's the equipment owner and lessor of the equipment to EWFD, could not access the building to inspect their property. And that is in violation of the contract that East Wayne had just signed a month before with DVFD. And frankly, when I read through our contract with East Wayne Fire District, it doesn't violate it, but it jeopardizes a specific clause where they are responsible for having the equipment. So if that contract is voided by their actions and that equipment's no longer available, we're in trouble. All right, so that was major. And then, man, since then, I think there's been another meeting where some members weren't invited, other members came in, things were decided, but it wasn't the whole board. That board is entirely fractured at this point. And so that's why I wanted to, for us to discuss, it's time for us to start talking about fire and EMS contracts anyway. These are due at the end of 22, so we need to start getting on that. But there's a couple contingencies I think we need to put in there. I read through the contract again, it's weak from my point of view. All we can do is go through a paper process of trying to get to mediation. It's and there's no specific like thresholds of service or non-performance clauses, things like that, that I think we should consider and would consider maybe having Barbara help us to put a little bit more, not teeth, but just a little bit more, protect us a little bit more, so that we have some opportunities there. I don't know, you guys can chime in.
Yeah, our residents worked very hard for the money. I was happy to see that they renewed the fire levies, but that wasn't a blank check on our end just to give East Wayne. And with the current events, like you've just said, that are going on, I think we need to have a little more observance.
Yeah.
You know, more like, you know, you go to any service and you purchase something, you know, you get the good and you also get the receipt to make sure that that's a contract binding, that what you paid for and this is what you got and everyone's in agreement, you receive the service. So like for me, you know, we get the monthly reports from Anita.
Right.
East Wayne uses UAN just like we do. I think getting a monthly financial reports from them, I don't think it's a bad idea. And since, you know, it has been, that levy was laid out as, this is for staffing. I think getting the staffing records for the month, I think aren't bad either, you know, whether it's future or however we want to do it, you know, what's the next month look like or how did your staffing go for the previous month? I think those are all fair game with what the current status of East Wayne is right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had residents who have gave me a couple comments about, you know, I'm paying for staffing, but I saw North Lawrence over here.
Yeah.
You know, there's many reasons why North Lawrence may have been there. But with comments like that, and what this current situation is, I think we're doing our due diligence to make sure that the contract's being executed properly, and we as the stewards for the township, what we have agreed to in our contract to pay them for, we're receiving the services that they are telling us that they're going to provide. So.
Yeah. I had one resident that recommended to me that maybe we should put our second payment into escrow until we see what's going on. It's not time for us to make our second payment yet, I don't think. I think we got another month on that. And I looked back through our contract. It doesn't really, that's not really talked about in the contract. We could do it, I suppose. If there's an extenuating circumstance, I think we could justify it. I would want to have Barbara's counsel on that before we execute. But, you know, I think tensions are pretty high, and it's not just at the fire station, it's in town. And so, yeah, if there was a circumstance that happened where we were now relying on some of the area, surrounding area for mutual aid, then do we pay out? There's nothing in our contract, unless we go through mediation. And so at that point, we would want to have that escrow account established. God forbid that that happens.
And the whole mutual aid thing, you know, how should I, with the fire background I have, if East Wayne has a no-show because they have no staffing for that point, say during a normal business day when they're supposed to be staffing, and Kittering or Orville come in, I would think it'd be wise of East Wayne, since they told everybody they're paying for staffing, maybe to pay a amount to those mutual aid companies for a no-show. It's one thing, you know, if East Wayne has three calls going on and Kittering goes over because they have three calls. But if there's zero calls going on and they had nobody show up, you know, completely nobody there because whatever reason, you know, they're working their other jobs, you know, I'm not going to down them for that.
It happened.
But you made the statement, we are going to pay for staffing.
Yeah.
And we are raising your tax rates to pay for staffing. I think that money needs to go to somebody for coming in and handling the call. Say, I think they were saying daytime, Monday through Friday was the main point where they were going to try to staff. If that's the case, I think mutual aid should be compensated for that.
And from an operations point of view, I don't think we've had any issues where they have not responded or they have zero staff on hand. I haven't heard anything like that. This is more governance at the board level where it's blowing apart. I don't see how that group can come back together and offer any types of oversight to the operations side at all.
Right. The operation, they're handling the call, that's great. That's what we want. Ultimately, the guys on the ground are still doing the job. That's great. Governance, we can figure that out. I just want to make sure that if the guys on the ground all of a sudden aren't around or whatever the reason may be, is that we are watching that. So maybe we go back to, you know, 2018 and 19 where we're kind of watching calls.
Yeah.
Just making sure everyone's honest.
Yeah.
And no one, none of the mutual aid companies are getting abused.
You know? Yeah.
I think that's not a...
If I heard...
If they're handling the call, that's great. I'm not trying to knock them. I'm not trying to... But at the end of the day, we're responsible for the township.
And you know there's residents who tune in to the radio just because that's exciting to hear. So if, and I usually get a phone call from those guys when something happens that they don't agree with. When I was on the department, you know, those guys, and that's great that I want to hear their opinion. I have not heard anything from that group of individuals. If I did, then I'd start saying, yeah, we need to start looking. But I, from the operational side, that's not the issue, I don't think. I think right now, and I don't want to sound overly dramatic, but right now, from my experience since 2012-13, when this whole thing started, we're more perilously close to dissolution right now than ever before, because of the fractures to the board. And so, yeah, we can have some things in the next round of fire contracts, which we probably need to get started with Barbara anyway.
Yeah.
But then I think the other point might be maybe we need to have, and this is a public meeting, so here's transparency at its best, maybe we need to begin considering talking to Gowton about partnering together with them directly and the DVFD so that the township and the village work together to provide services in the Northern Sugar Creek Township taxing district that we've already established. And if Gowton and Marshallville spin out of the EWFD, then we would have a contingency plan to do that. And so I don't know if it's something that we should move to do or not. I think it might be a little early for that, but I think we need to consider that we might be talking about that in the future with either their safety committee or directly with village council. So how does that look? Is it a straight up JFD or is it a hybridized fire agreement between the two of us? There's three entities really involved in that. And again, I don't want to be overly dramatic, but I think it might not hurt us to start putting our thinking caps on around that and prepare to meet with Down Village Council.
They had the special meeting and nothing was said about the two board members. They kind of seemed to not want to talk about that.
Yeah.
What does that really mean? There's so many questions, no answers, no nothing, that it just leaves everybody up in the air to what's being provided. And I think we as the township trustees, we, I mean, our due diligence has to be focused on township residents.
Yeah.
Services being provided, and that's where our, you know, and then like you said, for the contract, providing a little more view inwards to what's going on over there for the future.
Right.
That's something for the next contract, so.
Yeah, it's not necessarily an exit strategy, it's more of a, what are our expectations on performance?
Correct.
And so I would phrase it more like that. And then if performance falls below those expectations, then that opens up opportunity for more conversation about what are we doing to address this? Is it still a board issue? Is it an operational issue? Or whatever.
Yeah, we want the firemen showing up and handling calls, the governance, that'll be worked on.
Yeah.
We're not pulling funds away, that's not our intent at all. But we're giving $140,000. That's a good majority of the chunk of money that
yeah.
It's coming into them, so.
And I think our residents expect that to be used towards staffing.
Yeah, so the conversation isn't
it was based on that premise.
Yeah.
We have an expectation of service, and you know, I think that's where our discussion is being derived from.
Yep.
Is us being responsible as trustees, not
yep.
anything more or anything less. Just we want to be able to have a good, honest answer back to our residents for the services that are being provided. And we have to look into, you know, how are the calls going?
Right.
How are they being handled? I mean, we can't just be blindly saying everything's all right without any data to back it up.
Yeah. All right. That concludes issues there. I don't think we necessarily need to take action yet. We need to wait and see what happens at their next couple meetings
yeah.
and see if they can knit this thing up peacefully or
right.
not. However, fire and EMS contracts for the 23-24 period are coming up. So do we want to establish a point of contact with Barbara to begin those contract reviewing the contracts and start putting some language together?
Yeah, well, I think you kind of made a couple suggestions for the East Wayne. OFD kind of makes their own one. I think Tom did a great job with OFD. Are you willing to be still a point of contact
sure.
for OFD?
Yep.
So, KBFD, I think everything's, I've not heard any complaints from anybody. Nothing's came to me personally. It says
yeah, I don't.
Changes need to be there. So
I don't think we have any changes to that document.
The only thing we're going to have is now an inventory list. That's it.
Yeah.
I think
oh, go ahead.
It would be fair to, you know, if we're going to, and I agree with putting some performance standards in these contracts, I think that makes sense. We should probably make that uniform. I mean, we should probably say to Kidron, we have these performance standards that we're now expecting.
Yes.
And it's not just because, you know, we see your governance going well and theirs going
no.
bad. It's but. I think that's just, that makes a whole lot of sense to put those in there and have certain expectations because, again, we're, you know, we're drawing levy money as well
right.
for Kidron
yeah.
from the southern part, so
yeah.
I think we can make that consistent.
The only difference being is that they're volunteer and they're supposed
that's
to be
providing
yeah.
staff.
Yeah.
So as long as that performance standard reflects that, we're good.
Yeah.
And negotiations with each party is independent, so if there's
true.
A markup here or a markup there,
I think
we provide
that.
A
yeah.
boilerplate, and
yeah.
that's a boilerplate.
Right. And we had almost identical contracts starting off with, but no one saw what was happening with East Wind, like what happened
oh.
in our last one.
No.
That changes the situation with having
yeah.
similar contracts.
Wheels came off.
Now, so there does have to be something put in place. So.
Yeah. I will move that I'm the point of contact. Can I do that?
I move that Scott Woodenrue become the point of contact for the 23-24 fire department contract with OFD, KBFD, and East Wayne Joint Fire District. Do I have a second?
I will second the motion.
All in favor of approving the motion as presented, please say yes.
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 Yes. Any abstentions or objections? This is my opportunity.
No.
All right.
So that was point of contact with the Wayne County Prosecutor regarding?
Fire and EMS
the
contracts.
Fire and EMS. Contracts.
That are coming to term here at the end of this year for the all three of the.
Are you going to use some of those remarks for some of the changes?
I can provide you, I'm not gonna provide you my chicken scratch I relied on, but I can give you a summary of that.
And that was for all three?
Right.
Yeah.
Do we wanna suggest the financial reports and staffing reports?
Yeah, that's not wrong. I think staffing reports are already in there, upon request.
Right.
But we can include financial reports as well.
UA and financial reports.
Yeah.
I guess there's a couple of things we didn't also check with, since you're already working on that contract, the CARES Act.
Yeah.
And that money that we gave them, and we are the ones responsible for that money, and now there seems to be some.
Oh, that's right. You said there were some other issues with that CARES Act.
There's turmoil with that, you know, we still are responsible for that.
What would happen if they dissolved with that?
I think while you're asking for that contract stuff, how about you also ask for the CARES Act and, you know, I was kinda glancing through our sub-grant contract that we had with them. It references, you know, audits, and I'm not sure when that audit was supposed to happen, and then this last audit they had, if that was suffice for that, or the CARES Act is gonna be a separate one from that. I think we need some clarification on making sure that we, as the grantor to them, that those
Yeah.
projects are still there and in use and being properly used.
We granted that to EWFD, right?
Right.
DB, not DBF.
It was East Wayne.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I think my point of contact motion needs to be a resolution.
Yep, you just said that, I think you're right. Other than, I asked her about that public records that we have going on.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get an advice, she said no, because that's.
Private.
Well, no, it's part of our board, that's what she has to do, like, that's not.
Oh, got it.
She can't just not fulfill that, that's.
Yeah.
That's part of her job.
Okay, yeah.
She's almost done with that, by the way.
Going over contracts and considering these ramifications.
She needs to know that we're all agreeing with it.
Okay, so,
You wanna offer the resolution?
I can offer the resolution to make Scott the point of contact for the 23-24, fire contracts for DKVFD, East Wayne Joint Fire District, along with battery going dead.
That one's okay. That one okay?
Yeah.
Also looking into the CARES Act for East Wayne and making sure we're squared away south, if I can ask that question.
Yeah.
As well.
Into the CARES Act, what?
The CARES Act funds that we gave them is about $97,000 in the CARES Act, I think 95, actually.
Yeah.
That we granted them, that make sure that that's not in danger with the current status of the East Wayne Board.
And that's resolution 2022-08-10-02?
Yes, that resolution that Scott just said.
And I will second that.
So, we're taking Tom off as the.
Well, we did a motion.
The first was a motion, that, so that motion is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is resolution.
Okay.
Yeah.
The matrix, you have to have a resolution.
Yeah, so Scott.
And we'll do a roll. I told my wife we'd be home after nine.
Well, you're a good one, nine.
Yeah, I can pray, no. No, battery's still on.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, John, appreciate that, you putting that resolution together.
No problem.
I will probably give you a buzz and ask a little bit more about exactly how I need to phrase that on the CARES Act. I think I understand the, from 30,000 feet, I got it, I need to get a little bit more granular.
Yeah, we just need to make sure.
Yeah.
We're compliant, since we're the ones ultimately responsible.
And it's mostly if, they dissolve, or inventory is missing, or something like that.
Right.
Okay. Unfinished business, or no, is there anything more under fire and EMS contracts there? No. Unfinished business, nothing there?
Did they prosecute the public records request that we had?
Yep.
Requested information concerning me and emails. Barbara had got back to me here this week, and she's 90% through, there's just a couple attachments that I gotta provide her, so I should be able to fulfill that public records request, hopefully this week, if not next week.
Okay. Can table business stay tabled? Have you heard anything about the ODOT Way 30?
No, I emailed them here a couple of weeks ago about, we had that meeting.
Yeah.
You mentioned some deadlines in July. You know, did you make any changes to any of the plans that you had drawn up? You know, if you have, can we see them? Did you submit any of it for funding for grants? And I've received zero correspondence back.
Did Dennis, Mayor Dennis Finley, copy you guys on his email with ODOT with respect to the Super Street versus overpass at 94 and 30?
I saw some emails, yeah.
I read through some of that, but it was...
ODOT was trying to put a huge clover leaf in.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we've seen many places, especially if you go through Columbus, where the off ramps are tight right against the highway. You don't have to have a huge clover leaf.
That seemed like they were trying to punish us.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said that out. I said the quiet part out loud, sorry. Okay, hey, we are all three here tonight, all four. When can we schedule time to get over to Reed Records and knock this out? Kids are going back to school, so
yes,
there's no, there's
so,
no excuses.
Are we looking this month?
I would like this month if we can get started.
Okay.
I'm available all next week, with the exception of Friday morning.
Mornings are out on the 16th and the 18th. 17th is a Sunday.
Next week is going to be difficult for me.
I was going to say next week is horrible for me.
Yeah.
Okay, week of 22nd. By the way, on Monday the 22nd, it's imperative that we all watch the HGTV show Inside Out at 8 p.m.
All right.
a little bit of self-promotion.
Yeah.
There, sorry. Watch party at Reed Records.
Yeah, sure. You said 8 p.m.
Yeah, it's 8 p.m.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm good
show.
With that, but I'm not sure if we're going to be doing records.
No, we won't.
Yeah. I'm good that morning on the 22nd. As far as like after 11.
Monday mornings are rough.
Yeah,
really rough for
yeah.
me at work.
Can't do Tuesday.
Too many people.
Wednesday morning
crashing.
I got...
Wednesday afternoon. 24th.
Works for me.
I can make that work.
That works for
if
me.
If you need
1:00.
Me, I mean, you might not need me.
We always need you.
You're the...
What was that, sarcastic?
Glue. You're the glue that keeps this group together.
Am I the
together.
Only one that heard sarcasm in that?
1:00?
I'm good to 24th.
1:00?
Yep.
1:00.
Cool. It's going
to
take.
Do we need to call them and let them know we want to be there?
Yeah, I will contact them tomorrow and establish that.
Okay.
That's same location, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me write that down for tomorrow. You know, I'm expecting that it'll take us a little bit of time to get kind of our legs under us in terms of what we have there and get back into our routine. But I think we can make a good dent in it, and it would be nice if we got it to a point where we only have one more day after that.
Yeah, and we also need to do then a Public Records Commission meeting, too. We're supposed to do that once a year.
Yeah.
And then we can pass the motion to remove all those records.
Yep.
So.
Love it. If we do an August, September quick, bing, bang, boom, then we can do our... Records meeting.
Yep.
I like it.
I like it too.
All right. Any.
How many hours do you think we're going to be there?
3-ish.
4:00?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a block on.
Are you sure you need me?
Come on. You need to join in the fun.
I'll bring sandwiches. What's it going to take?
Okay.
What do you need?
That's good. Maybe something little.
Ice cream. I'll bring ice cream. Any public comment tonight? Open it up for public comment? No? Okay. Any other things we need to talk about, guys? I'm kind of dominating.
Nope. Doing a great job.
September 17th or 13th?
September 13th, I think that can work. I would like to begin transitioning our meetings more towards Wednesdays. 14th, we're not into the fair yet on the 14th.
That week of the fair.
Is that the week of the fair?
That's the week of the fair.
Okay.
But it doesn't start till the next day, right?
No.
No, Wednesday starts.
Starts the 10th.
On Saturday. Oh, it does.
Starts the 10th?
10th to the 15th is the fair.
Oh, well, we need to change that week because I cannot miss tractor pull or demolition derby.
So if we're going to do Wednesday, well, yeah, Wednesday is the 21st. That's open for me.
Open for me.
I haven't even gotten into something.
Too late in the month, needed to pay bills or anything?
What's that?
Yeah, is the 21st, is that too late in the month?
No. The only thing it does is if you can get me the per diem earlier in the month.
Okay.
Because that's the first thing I do, because then everything else flows right, and the payroll taxes are due by the 15th.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can get me per diem earlier, I can do that earlier, and then.
We can agree to that.
You mean for September?
For, well, no, this would be for August.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, August is done quite a bit before that. Just make sure you give me the per diem.
Sure.
I usually get it to you on the first.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I need to be earlier?
No, you, a couple of you are good.
Rot row.
It's down here.
Okay.
It's down here, all down here.
There's only three, and a couple means two good.
I'm usually like 4 days before.
Man, what? We thought we had you trained better than that. Now we're going to send you off to the county. Yeah. They are going to be frustrated.
It's one of those things where I do everything else and it's like, oh yeah, I got to do my per diem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm getting
ahead. So the 21st is when the meeting will be then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wednesday, you're saying October 12th?
Oh, we go. How's that look for you, John?
I'm still off then.
Okay. Let's say the 12th then.
Then November meeting, I would be out because that's a shift day. But
well, let's get through.
And December 14th, we'd be fine.
Let's get through.
The 12th is not good for me.
November?
October. Is that what you were talking
about? Yeah.
No, I was talking November.
Oh.
Oh, let's do it again next month.
Yeah.
I mean, we know what September is.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay. And then
okay, so
we'll get through election. I think we'll have some more.
Definitive.
Definition around. What do we need to do after that?
There was actually a good article in the OTA magazine on that transition. I actually have the magazine with me if you want.
Can you email me a copy?
I
glanced through there, but I didn't see that. I might still have that.
So is somebody going to check if this case
yes.
is available on Wednesday?
I'm doing that. I'm doing that.
I'm sorry, one more item.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I can't close
so
this.
Do we want to pass a motion to allow me to sign the anniversary information acknowledgement for our OTARMA commercial and property and liability policy?
I so move.
I second.
I knew that was coming.
Start over.
there's Scott made a motion to move to allow Tom Gregory to sign the anniversary information acknowledgement. That's what it's called.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Yep. Anniversary information acknowledgement.
To sign the anniversary
information acknowledgement.
Anniversary information acknowledgement.
To renew our OTARMA property and liability insurance policy.
Property and liability. Property and liability.
Insurance policy.
Insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Who seconded?
John did.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor of approving Tom as that. Giving Tom that authorization, please say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any abstentions or objections? There are none. That passes unanimously. Let's sign checks and POs, and we'll go from there.
So again, all you're doing is putting this check.
Okay. Do you? I was gonna say I can just
Yeah.
Give you the check. Do you have other documents that you want to keep these, or you want me to keep these?
I think I've been giving them back to you.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't think I've been keeping them, yeah.
Okay, so I just send this with?
Yeah.
The check?
With the check in that envelope, yep.
Okay.
See you.
See you, Gary.
I'm out of checks.
Sign these instead.
Thanks for swinging in.
Yeah.
Got friends coming.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yep, see you, next evening.
You're doing oil changes for your friends?
I have family and friends that work on cars for you.
I'll probably include this as well.
Yes.
And then just put the 9270, because we did not.
Because we did not increase any of those limits.
Mark these off as. There, I'm gonna include both of those. I probably need to fill out this too.
Okay, great.
Executed on the 10th. Day.
Thank you.
Those are done.
Okay.
Four and a half years of pavement listings look like?
Four and a half years, whoa.
I just keep.
Every single one.
I just keep my emails.
We gotta figure that out too.
Yeah.
A lot of my stuff is stored electronically cloud.
Yeah.
It's time to have some IT.
Yeah.
Cameras, remote server or not. Maybe it's time to ask an IT guy for some help on security and storage.
Right. And then that becomes a township record.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we do it smart though, we'll set up.
Yeah.
Electronic will be separate. You can set electronic stuff up separately.
From data.
Do I have them all?
And if we do it smart.
Have them all.
You'll put your retention date as your file name.
Right in, oh yeah.
As part of your file name.
Right.
So you know when you can go.
Yeah. All right, anything else we need to discuss quick? Anita, anything else before we adjourn?
Nothing else.
If not, then I move we adjourn at 8:24.
I'll second.
Thank you, John. All in favor of adjourning, please say yes.
Yes.
Any abstentions or objections? There are none. We're adjourned. Thank you very much, gentlemen.